not far from us, and it was very small years ago, but now it has grown to quite a big size, and you could always get fresh produce right. there if you didn't want to go to Blacktown.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Right. And so when your children were growing up, did they have the space to run around here, like the space that you had around your home?
Oh, yes, just as much.
More probably.
Mm, yes. Mm. Mm.
And what did they do for recreation?
Oh, what did they do? Well, they both had bikes. Mm-hmm. I suppose went out with their friends. Actually, my younger daughter, we had a horse then. She had a horse, and she used to go horse riding. And with a couple of friends.
Just around the local area?
Yes, and also across in the paddock where we used to call it the Dunlop paddock, because there's a Dunlop factory over there too, where BHP now has built a big open area there. They used to ride there, and of course the traffic wasn't quite so bad then as it is now. Mm. And just visiting friends, and their friends used to come here. And just the normal things, I suppose, that young people do.
And of course they would have had television.
Oh yes, goodness, yes, television, that's right. And they were great ones for books, especially the elder one, who's the studious one of the family. Mm-hmm. And in fact, all her homework, how she did so well right through school, university, I don't know, because all her work was done in front of the television.
Really?
It was in front of television. It's incredible.
She's
yes.
The vet nurse, is she?
No, she's the teacher.
One, sorry.
She's the teacher. The younger
right.
one's the vet nurse.
Right,
yes.
I'll get it straight.
Yes. Yes.
And what does she teach?
Well, she taught, she's a librarian, teacher librarian in English, and then she's actually not at a high school. She went to the college, in Canberra College, and was teaching would-be teachers, lecturing teachers. Mm. And now she's in, I don't know the name of it, but she's in, it's a government position, that they get all books and all the old textbooks from universities, colleges, schools and what have you, and they separate them all into boxes into different classes, different subjects and what have you, and they're sent out to third world countries. Okay. So she's not actually teaching, but her librarian teaching training is suiting her for this job, and it's a part-time job which enables her to have time home with the little girls.
Mm.
So.
Oh, that's great.
So, it's a very interesting job. She's had a couple of trips to Indonesia and got one coming up, I think, to Thailand in the near future, trying to sort of hurry them up to accept the books and the things we've got here.
Yes.
In some of those countries, it's very hard to get them into the country.
Yeah.
You know? So,
and did you travel yourself when you were, either when your children were small or later?
No, it's only in later years we've travelled overseas. Mm. Not when they were little.
Sort of
my familiar. Husband did, but they were all business trips.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Recreational travel didn't really come
no,
in.
No, no, not then. Not then.
And did you keep any animal?
Oh,
apart from
just a
the horse or
cat and a dog. Never had any chooks or anything like that. We had two horses, as a matter of fact.
Did
just
you?
The horses.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so how do you feel about the way the area has changed now, when you look back at what it was like when you were a child in Blacktown and how it is now?
Well, in Blacktown, I feel it's become very cramped. It's very congested as far as traffic's concerned, because they've made a mall now, which in a way I suppose is a good thing, but it means the traffic's got to be rerouted all the way around. And there are so many traffic lights, and it's really a hazard to drive through the place now. I can't see it's made it much better. Shopping-wise, it has become better because of the big shopping centre.
Yes.
Well, two shopping centres now. And there's really no need to travel further afield for anything at all now, because you can get everything you need locally.
Mm.
So I suppose in that respect it's good.
Yes.
But it's different. The years ago, you could walk down the street and you'd probably see quite a few people you would know, but now you hardly see a soul. You don't see a face that you know. It's become so busy and crowded.
Mm. And what about the feeling of security then and now? You know, did you lock your house
never,
when you were a child?
Never. There was no need to. And even when we first moved here to Ruby Hill, our neighbour, and we used to do the same thing ourselves, when we went out for the day, we wouldn't bother locking the house. We'd perhaps leave the radio on. But there was no need to totally lock the house. Mm. Now you have to go around and secure windows and double lock, deadlock doors. And oh, now it's completely different, completely different. There was a complete sense of security then.
Mm.
And I used to go, when I used to work, my friend and I, often we'd go out in the evening and we'd come home late at night on the trains with very few people in them, which you would never think of doing. I wouldn't these days. But nothing ever happened to us.
Mm.
And that's right, that's completely changed.
Mm. So the really the main things that are the traffic and the lack of security and the impersonal, the less friendly atmosphere.
The atmosphere of the place, that's right. It's grown so big. Yes.
And what about the, how do you feel about the landscape itself, the way that's changed from a more rural looking area?
Oh, well, I suppose there's nothing much you can do about that, whether you like it or not, you know. I suppose that doesn't affect me in any way. No.
And you didn't? Do you feel any sense of loss about some of the old landmarks that have disappeared, and like your parents' old home?
Actually, thinking back, we often think that would have been a fantastic home to use as a wedding reception function centre, but it would have taken a lot of money to sort of turn it into such a building.
Mm.
But and it was, the town was encroaching on it, so it wasn't in the best position because it was becoming very busy around it.
Yes.
So, but it was a bit of sad to see it go, you know, as those things are.
Yes. Did your parents have to move out of the house for that development, or had they already?
Oh no, they sold it on their own volition.
Did
yes.
They?
They,
yes.
They weren't forced to do it.
Right.
No. But the workers' club sort of had been approaching them quite a lot to sort of buy it, and they resisted it for a while. But the rates they were paying to live there were so enormously high, and it seemed so silly that in the end they let it go and they built another home for themselves.
Oh, did they?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. And where did they build? Did they move?
Well, it's down near the bowling club at Blacktown, still in Blacktown.
Nice.
Yes.
Mm.
My mother's still alive down there. Mm.
So she would have seen a lot of changes in the
area
then.
Oh, goodness, yes. Mm. My word. Absolutely.
And
yes.
She grew up here too, so she
can
remember
that's
the days
right.
of the horse and
stuff. Oh, yes, so that's it. My word. Yes.
So,
as a child myself, I can remember there was a bakery down in Blacktown, and this lane I'm speaking of beside our house, the baker's horses used to come from a paddock that was further down on the other side of our home. They'd come along the street. Every morning this used to happen, they'd go down the lane to the bakery to be harnessed up in the carts.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fellow that would go with them. He'd just say, hoy, or whistle them, and the jolly horses would just walk behind him. And then back they'd come in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So those changes, the children these days miss out on a lot of those sort of fun things.
That's right,
yes.
And your children, when they grew up here, I suppose it was fairly, had become fairly suburbanised by the time they were teenagers,
was it? Oh, yes, 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 it was, it was, yes, that's right.
Well, I think we've just about covered everything there, unless you can think of anything else you'd particularly like to tell me.
I don't think so.
About any childhood memories or...
No, I think that's about all.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much.